good.
Great.
Some cats, they know how to fight. Some cats run. I'm a thousand generations ahead of them. Cool as they come. See, all my suits are Calvin Klein. My lucky number 69.
Hey everybody, welcome to Drive Through HR. It is just an amazing Monday. I am out here in San Diego at the attending a conference for some other side of my world, Sivok, which is our little speaker agency with my partner Kat Carlos. And so we're here out here at the Chart Conference, which is about 150 restaurant and hospitality trainers from around the country, and just some amazing folks. So want to give just a quick little shout out to them. You can kind of follow their stream and see what's going on. Just hashtag Chart San Diego if you want to see what's going on in kind of the hospitality training world. Check them out, good folks. And definitely want to get to our guest, good friend, and I always learn at least one thing from him every time that we talk. So I just really enjoy it. So welcome back to Drive Through HR, Jay Coons.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be back, and it's nice to hear that I'm not the only guy in a southern climate. You're soaking up some sunshine. That's excellent.
Dude, vitamin D. The good thing is, Kat Carlos, a lot of you know, and Jay, you know, she's from Florida, right? Native Floridian. So she has dialed into the whole vitamin D thing. She's like, we need to get outside. Got to get outside. Got to touch sand. Got to, you know, we just got to be in the sunshine while we possibly can. So she keeps reminding, because being a Midwesterner, I just figure that even all these years later, I figure people hibernate for about 90 days. and just out of survival mode, right? Grew up in Nebraska, where the goal was to stay alive for 90 days in the middle of the winter and never go outside. I still have it shaking that. So I need some good handlers are a good thing. So, well, my friend, have you introduced yourself, and then let's roll into what's going on with your world and top of mind these days.
Sure, happy to. I'm Jay Coons. I'm the Vice President of Human Resources for All Children's Hospital. We are a specialty pediatrics-only inpatient facility, inpatient hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's Tampa Bay. We deal with extremely ill and sick children. We don't have kids who get dehydrated from sports or things like that. They're not the patients we see. We have a very large neonatal intensive care unit, one of the largest in the Southeast, 97 beds. We have a very, very high-end set of skilled clinicians, both physicians, nurses, and others. We're doing things like heart transplants on neonates and heart reconstructions on newborns and very, very sophisticated, sensitive work. It's a great organization to be a part of. Been here about 5 years. About 18 months ago, we merged into the Johns Hopkins healthcare system based in Baltimore. So we are full-fledged members of that system. And there's about six hospitals in total. And so we have 3,000 employees here and about 24,000 across the health system. And so we have a unique challenge here of trying to find clinicians who can take care of our patients, because they're so specialized, and pediatrics is such a different subset of the healthcare sector relative to adult community-based hospitals, that we are constantly recruiting nationally and have put a lot of energy into how we present ourselves both on the web and on a variety of social platforms. And I have pretty much full responsibility for all the HR functions that you would imagine HR is responsible for here, and I have a great team. And we're pretty excited about trying new things, and that's made it very fun with particularly as social has blown up and transformed the world of recruitment and employee communication.
Well, that is a excuse me. You know, it's I always it's just something about the children's hospital. You know, the culture is so. Everybody that I've met through St. Louis and then the one in Oklahoma City that we, you know, we're very fortunate to have a you know, amazing experience with my granddaughter and through your, you know, with working, you know, with you and talking with you, having the one question about how does this help, how does this help the child or the children be like the first thing that you always start with on everything you do, that's a pretty specific culture.
Yeah, it's very specific, and one of the terms that gets overused an awful lot is mission and being committed to the mission, but that's palpable here. It's not that we don't have bumps and bruises like every organization as they grow, and we've been growing very, very rapidly despite the down economy in Florida, so that's been really an exciting wave to be riding the last few years. But our employees are really, really focused on the mission here, which makes you feel very different when you come to work. At least for me, I can speak for myself, having worked in adult healthcare for the 14 or 15 years prior to joining All Children. So, yeah, special place for sure, no doubt.
Well, let's kind of roll into it. So, what's going on? What's something that occupies your thoughts a lot these days around what you do?
What occupies my mind the most probably is probably kind of two tracks. One track is the impact of healthcare reform on my organization. I'm not one of those HR pros who's had an opportunity to work in several industries over the course of their career. I've been a hospital health system guy the whole time. And so I pay real close attention, you know, when the Supreme Court spends 3 days talking about your specific industry, when the presidential election is dominated by discussion about your industry and the Affordable Care Act, and for us, as a pediatric provider, Medicaid is a dominant part of our payer mix, and so what happens at the state level is also has a dramatic impact on the viability of our organization going forward. And our state, for the Florida listeners out there anyway, has swung rather dramatically in terms of opposition to the expansion of the Affordable Care Act until a couple of days ago, embracing the Affordable Care Act. Because the U.S. government allowed for a nuance in the law that Medicaid will be managed through managed care. So getting a little techie on you, but it's the dollars involved are in the billions, and so it's a really, really big deal. And so how I, as a leader, not just an HR person, but our culture here for our leadership team is really you're a leader first, and then you have responsibility in a certain area of the organization second. So even though I'm not the CFO, or responsible for cash and things like that, it's still a dominating issue for us, and so that's definitely number one. Number two, which I alluded to a little bit in the opening, has to do with finding the right talent. It's very, very difficult to find the type of specialized staff that we need at all levels to be able to support our patients. We actually have about a 17-county primary service area because we need a population of about 1 million kids to ensure that the incidence and prevalence of the various diseases and conditions that we have the specialty care to provide for, that we have enough kids. So we have a fairly large reach up and down the west coast of Florida and into central Florida. And finding the talent nationally to support all of those programs is a challenge.
What, just kind of to go a little further down this kind of the healthcare reform side, Do you see the associations, like within the HR healthcare side, do you see them having a good trajectory or momentum on supporting kind of education awareness, kind of areas that don't seem like they meet the common sense test as far as supporting the industry?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Some of the other, I mean, not to get too specific, but I mean, Astra is like the, you know, obviously they're the SHRM healthcare side of things, and I'm just, you know, just curious.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up Astra, but in terms of generally, there's a couple of layers. One, because pediatrics is actually paid differently than adult providers, that changes the dynamic just in terms of that collegial vibe that you would normally get at the state association or national association level. So we actually have a consortium of the freestanding children's hospitals that works very, very closely to educate legislators at the state level and then in D.C. about how unique the pediatric population is. We also work very closely with our state, as I'm sure the other freestanding children's hospitals do with their state associations, to make sure that the elected officials understand the impact of even minor tweaks to, let's say, Medicaid, for example, reimbursement, whereas an adult hospital may have a very low percentage because they're primarily dealing with Medicare. In our setting, we're 65 to 70% Medicaid because our customers are children. So the financial impact on a change is dramatic for us. So we do a lot of education and a lot of outreach just to help the elected officials understand the maze that is healthcare. So there's a lot of collaboration there, although it's very specialized. Your comment about Astra is great. In fact, recently I've begun some conversations with the folks at Astra about helping healthcare HR to find its voice. There aren't a lot of folks in the healthcare HR space who are active, either speaking or writing or engaged in a number of social channels and considering the dominant impact that the healthcare industry has on the national economy and the dollars that are infused into local economies in terms of jobs and spending and buying power. It seems to me that healthcare HR needs to have a much stronger presence. So I'm excited about connecting with Astra in a more formal way and seeing if we can't figure out a way to position some voices to get the word out there.
Where would you, I mean, kind of, you know, kind of stay on that kind of the practitioner track, and then I'll ask the question and then I'll backfill with a statement. So where do people need to be getting their thinking about, getting their head around such a big topic? So that's the question. And then two, just some advice, just some thoughts around how exactly like a practitioner can start to do that. I mean, you're in an executive level. How do they get that conversation started in a way that will resonate with their executive team specifically?
Yeah, it's interesting. The healthcare industry is dominated by a huge amount of regulations because the stakes are obviously very, very high when you're caring for people. If there's a faulty hammer that's made, you stop making the hammer. If you make a mistake and a child or an adult, whatever the type of patient population is injured, that's a lot more serious. And so part of the challenge is recognizing that talking about the work that needs to be done does not necessarily mean that you're violating any sort of privacy laws or patient rights laws or HIPAA rules about patient privacy, but that the work that the HR folks are doing has changed. In the last 3 or 4 years, the world of recruiting is completely different than it was in the past. But for us here, we're pushing very hard. We can't find really progressive hospital or healthcare systems HR team that's doing something with social recruiting or communication. So we're now working with our ad agency partner to go outside the industry, and we're now benchmarking and modeling our next wave of updates to our various social endeavors in HR, not the hospital, specific to HR, based on other industries. in other companies. And that's okay for now, but I don't know why healthcare HR isn't leading the way. So the challenge is always, how do you convince, as you said, as your follow-up, how do you convince the other members of the executive team that branching out or doing things differently or engaging is of value? And I think part of the reality of that is that when they're watching TV every night, there's now a hashtag in the corner of every TV show just about, so that that second screen conversation can be going on. So there's a little bit of maybe some subliminal reinforcement that it's everywhere. And it's also important that if there is resistance to launching certain social strategies, they have to be hit head on. HR can't say, oh, I don't understand, or okay, and walk away with their tail between their legs. They need to be passionate. They need to be fired up. They need to demonstrate why. If they don't get actively involved, they're going to be left behind, and that's where that cost is going to hit, or that expense is going to hit, because they're not going to be in the game. So I'll tell you selfishly, I kind of like that a lot of healthcare HR folks are asleep at the switch relative to social recruiting, because we're all over it. So I'm good filling my jobs, and then the rest of my competitors can figure it out and decide that, hey, maybe there is something to this social thing after all.
Well, and I would definitely, and that's awesome, because that's what it's all about. I have rising tide. I'm a rising tide theory guy, right? So you got to have somebody pushing the bounds and leading the pack to make everything better or worse. I mean, it's both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And you guys are, like you said, highly regulated industry. Probably not, because of the focus on maybe how just the industry is so convoluted and complicated. Haven't been maybe the forerunner in social media. That's probably understatement of maybe the century. But there are pockets, like I said, you guys have really jumped on it and hit, I mean, you guys hit like all mediums. And it's just fascinating on kind of what feedback do you get and what looks do you get, and kind of what's the overall tone when you're talking to a group that is, you know, potentially so resistant or just unknowing of social technologies in your sector.
They are stunned, quite frankly. They think that it's as if we've concocted some sort of magic brew and we all drank from it and we're special and unique and we're the only ones who could ever pull it off. And nothing could be farther from the truth. We've done two very basic things that have enabled us to really go get into social and do it in a professional way and in a consistent way. Is we have a great team and our HR staff here that are all committed to it. So number one, we have the right people. And number two, we are completely and totally integrated with our marketing and web teams here from a collaboration and strategy perspective. So we don't have to go outside the organization for much of anything. And by maxing out one brand, the marketing folks are happy, and by not having to try to work with an external agency that, in all fairness to them, they are trying to earn a living, but they're trying to sell. With our internal folks, they're not trying to sell. They're just trying to make sure we do things the right way, and they like that we want to push. So we've pushed into all sorts of different channels. Some things have worked out better than others, and that's fine with me. Not everything is going to work, but I want to keep trying things. And my team wants to keep trying things. And that combination of the right people and connecting with our marketing folks, completely and totally integrated, down to the meeting level, standing meetings, we're in their meetings, they're in our meetings, has helped us really push and get a lot of attention about what we're doing.
Well, that's the part that is so cool, because, you know, you have these little pockets of, rogues out there within certain verticals, like, you know, employment law vertical. Not a fast mover around adopting change and new technologies and being social. But there's pockets out there. We've had some folks on that are just all in, and they're dominating. They're the dominating voice within their industry because they get it, and they got it because of one reason, well, two reasons. One, willingness to take some risk, and this is you know, a theory by Brian, so everybody hang on. So willingness to take some risk and just to learn and it be a little painful or uncomfortable. And two, absolutely immersing in the technology. It's a lifestyle choice where you just, and this is the way that I did it. I'm like, I just got to jump into this thing, and it's an immersion strategy where, you know, once I'm in it and I'm just doing it all the time and I'm spending a lot of time, it all starts to make sense for me. And that's exactly what I've heard from the other folks that are kind of standing on their island within their industry, is they're just totally like, I jumped in and it's a part of my life now, right or wrong. And I can turn it, I can dial it down and dial it up at times, but I've made it part of my life. And that's a pretty compelling and authentic place to be when you're out there trying to evangelize the fact that there's a new way to do things.
Well, you make a good point. And for me, as we evolved over the last few years with our social mindset, I would say here and within our HR team, I felt very, very strongly that if I didn't know what the heck I was talking about, it sure as heck was going to be hard for me to require people to be actively engaged. So I'm a pretty heavy user of the various channels. Recently came out and admitted my Pinterest addiction. It truly is one. But I see that as just a huge opportunity to recruit. And we're not there yet, but we will be. We're just dabbling in that right now. So it's just, if you're not using the tools, it's awful hard, particularly at the executive level, to let anybody know the value. Because what ends up happening, I found, and I've written about it a number of times on my blog, is that people are threatened by it. They don't understand how to use the social tools, so they make fun of them, they disparage them, they make jokes about them, which sadly makes it really shows how out of date they are. And once you're using the tools, you can actually speak to how effective they are, and you can kind of minimize the dinosaur-esque comments that tear down the power of going social. And so it's just a very, very interesting time. And we're definitely all in here. We're over the top, all in.
Well, and it's again, just being in the industry, I always appreciate that, because you did some really, really progressive things, and I mean hit all mediums. And you know, I appreciate the fact that admitting that you might be powerless over Pinterest is one of the first steps. So that's good. That's a tried and true one. There's lots of step programs. I don't know about Pinterest yet, but it'll happen. So.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one of the things that we've enjoyed rolling out, Brian, is we launched a blog on our HR employment website, a weekly blog, and one of the strategies was to have a brand new nurse. It's very hard to be a new nurse here. We have a year-long residency program that new nurses have to apply for, and we only hire a few, and usually about 200 people apply nationally for 6 or 7 spots. And one of the ones that got into that program, I asked to start writing a monthly blog about her experiences as a brand new nurse, good, bad, scary, you name it. And it's been an absolute hit. She walks around the hospital and people come up to her and say, are you the blogger? Are you the blogger? And she's getting all sorts of friend requests on her social channel. So we've been helping her build her brand as a 22-year-old or 23-year-old. And she's already found her voice very quickly in her writing. And so we run her posts through kind of a corporate approval process to make sure that she doesn't inadvertently say anything that she shouldn't, but she's been terrific. And having a real person, if you will, give a behind-the-curtain view has been a really, really neat idea, and we're looking to expand that into some of the other more flashy programs that we have here We do a lot of international transports from other countries, and sometimes it gets a little hairy. And so we're going to highlight some of those experiences as well. But it's just a great environment to have the support and the creative juices flowing to try to affect this in a different way than just standard, boring, old business as usual recruitment advertising.
Yeah, and you said that I know in pre-show we chatted a little bit, and you said that the HR blog and the RN kind of a little internal rock star. People really, really, really kind of jump on board and are liking it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. She said, I met with her the other day just to make sure she's feeling like she's getting enough support and isn't, getting anxious about anything. And she was just smiling ear to ear because she can't believe the reaction she's getting just with her friends from all over as the posts go up, and they all reach out to her either on her Facebook page or give her a call or a text or lots of folks at the hospital. And they're definitely the most well-read blogs. I write these really sterling things about have a good resume, and then she writes about taking care of kids. Guess which one is more popular? But that's how it should be. That's exactly what we wanted to have happen, and I'm thrilled it's taken off so quickly.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the that's just one of those unknown, the lanes of voices, right? When you just let people kind of figure out where they're at and write about things that they love and are important to them, the audience will find you, right? Not only is it cathartic to kind of just get your thoughts out and just be able to communicate that, people migrate to that. That's the thing that I find those all the time. I mean, I'm sure you do the same, is you'll stumble across something or somebody, you'll hit the Twitter stream about, hey, this is a great article or something, and then the rabbit hole takes me down three other different posts and places, and I finally hit a blog. It's like, who is this person? I had no idea. They're really focused in, and the writing style is great. And then all of a sudden, I start following them, and then it's I hit them, and I hit the stock, I hit the hat trick like that. And you start making.
I love it.
Some hockey there. I think that's hockey terms,
love
right?
It. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I hit them like bam, bam, bam. I follow them on the blog, hit them on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook if I like them. I'm sure there's a little bit of a pause around the stalker thing, but we work through that. We get through the issues early, and then we have a relationship, and it's I just absolutely I love it, love it, love it. So.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, hey, we got about, I totally, because I knew we blow through time like record pace here.
Yep.
I just didn't even do the reset, everybody. So we're talking with Jay Coons. We got about 2.5 minutes left. Want to talk a little bit about something that I think is exciting, and you can share, I can share. So, folks, if you go, some might know, Kat Carlos and I had launched a little boutique speaker agency, and we work with our friends at Talent Anarchy and Dwayne Lay and Don McPherson, just a bunch of different folks out in the space. And very soon, we will have a new speaker going up there who's got some unbelievable things to talk about. And Jay, do you have any guesses on who that might be?
I might have one guess. Yes, I do. It's me. Thank you for that, Brian. Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited about the opportunity to work with you and Kat and to take advantage of some opportunities to share the message and be fired up and passionate about what I'm doing and, a couple times a year to get out and do some speaking in a more formal way. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're getting all the kind of final details together. And, yeah, it's a very exciting new twist. So my life here will continue to go 100 miles an hour, and I'm going to throw on a little extra just because I have an hour of time that I'm not sleeping, so I need to fill that up. So I'm going to rock with that, or that I am sleeping, I should say, and I'm going to fill it up with some speaking stuff.
Well, I know that Kat and myself are absolutely thrilled. We love, we love your message. We've enjoyed, just like with everybody else that we work with, we truly enjoy the person and the message and the reaction from the folks that are listening and what they do, the action they take when they go back. So couldn't be more thrilled to have you in the CVOC family. So It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, everybody, connect with Mr. Jay Coons. Oh, real quick, tell them where to find you on the blog and Twitter, and then we're out of time, my friend.
Sure. On Twitter is the letter J, letter R, K-U-H-N-S, J.R. Coons. Blog is No Excuses HR, and that's got all my contact info on there, too. So thanks so much for having me, Brian. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, beautiful stuff. I'm going to just, in your honor, going to soak up more of this vitamin D, taking one for the team down in San Diego, Chart Conference. Check them out. Good folks. Everybody, have a great Monday. We are out of here. See you.